From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The writing is on the wall that the court is willing to overturn Roe versus Wade or to seriously consider overturning Roe versus Wade.
This is a tremendous day for justice. It's a tremendous day for the unborn. It's a tremendous day for America.
I had knowledge that there was a process going on.
Well, were you involved in it?
Senator, with respect to Carol Lamb, for example.
Were you involved in the process?
I was involved in the process, yes, sir.
Were you involved to a limited extent only?
Yes, sir.
How much more could you have been involved than to be concerned about the replacement of Cummings and to evaluate Lamb?
The president, obviously, as you already know, is not going to accept language that specifies a date for surrender or language that micromanages the efforts of our military in Iraq.
I believe, myself, that the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and you have to make your own decision as to what the President knows, that this war is lost.
It is now confirmed that we have 31 deaths from the Norris Hall, including the gunman. There are 2 confirmed deaths from the shooting in Ambler Johnson dormitory, in addition to the 31 at Norris Hall.
All we could hear was people screaming, laughter, and more screaming. And I counted 24 gunshots within a minute, and I lost track after that. I just started praying.
Cho Song Hui. He was a 23-year-old South Korean here in the U.S. as a resident alien. Cho was enrolled as an undergraduate student in his senior year as an English major at Virginia Tech.
You had 100 billion chances and ways to have avoided today, but you decided to spill my blood. You forced me into a corner and gave me only one option. The decision was yours. Now you have blood on your hands that will never wash off.
We have come together today to remember the cherished and innocent members of the Virginia Tech family whose lives were so abruptly ended in the senseless act that has left us all reeling in excruciating grief.
We are Virginia Tech. We are sad today, and we will be sad for quite a while. We are not moving on. We are embracing our mourning. We are Virginia Tech.